Hello, this is Ken Taylor from London. Working in an international team brings with it a range of opportunities and pleasures. There are lots of challenges too, so we can all use some tips on how to make our international teamwork more effective. First, we'll practice some useful vocabulary. In this exercise, you'll hear a word that is commonly used when talking about teamwork. Then you will hear two explanations of the meaning, A and B. In the pause, you decide which explanation is correct. Then you will hear the answer and a sentence using the word in context. Let's get started. Collaborate. Does this mean?
A. To cooperate with others.
B. To widen the scope of the work.
A is correct. We need to collaborate closely with the R&D department on this project. Next. Commitment. Is this?
A. A group of people who meet to make decisions.
B. A strong belief in what you are doing.
B is correct. The team members showed great commitment to their work. Next one. Facilitator. Is he or she?
A. Someone who shows a lack of careful thinking.
B. Someone who runs a meeting or an event.
B is correct. John will be the facilitator of our next team training seminar. Next. Align. Does this mean?
A. To get people working or thinking along the same lines.
B. To speak badly about another person.
A is correct. We need to align the work of our team with company goals. Next one. Allocate. Is this?
A. To decide how resources should be used.
B. To discover where something is located.
A is correct. At the last meeting, new roles were allocated to the team members. Next. Bottleneck. Is this?
A. The start of a process.
B. A situation that...